about you. Jacaranda FM. It is 9 a.m.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg op na 30 grade vandag, Pretoria 33, Rustenburg 36. En ons begin met hierdie story. Vandag, precies 10 jaar terug, is voormalige Bafana kaptein Senzo Mayiwa doodgeskiet. Die 27-jarige doelwagter is op Sondag 26 Oktober 2014 in Vosloorus doodgeskiet in 'n huis van sy toe meisie, aktrise en sanger Kelly Kumalo.
It's a very sad reality that 10 years have passed since Sensemi was dead and the trial is still ongoing. It is certainly not the norm for a trial to take as long as it has, and certainly it is a feeling of justice delayed is justice denied for the family members.
Dis volgens strafregkenner Ulrich Leroux. Hy het aan Jacaranda FM News gesê, dis hartseer om te dink dat die hooggeplaaste verhoor van die 5 verdagtes in die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria nou eers moontlik halfpad is na verskeie vertragings. 10 jaar terug het die toe nasionale polisiekommissaris Ria Pejega Suid-Afrikaners en die wêreld die versekering gegee dat die saak spoedig opgelos sou word.
It is important for us to resolve matters such as this one that have a global appeal. In other countries. So it's important for us to assist us with our investigation, speed up the investigation, but it's a very crucial case for us.
Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com, klik op news. Voormalige ANC-LP Manla Mandela sê hy is nie verras deur die besluit van die Britse regering om hom 'n visum te weier nie. Britse owerhede voer aan dat Mandela 'n moontlike risiko inhou vir openbare geweld, omdat hy openlik is oor sy ondersteuning vir Hamas, wat as 'n internasionale terreurorganisasie beskryf word. Mandela was veronderstel om goedgesinde Palestynse groepe toe te spreek in Manchester, Edinburgh en Glasgow.
Well, it comes as no surprise to us as these are the same agents that supported the apartheid regime in South Africa.
En nou na die Midde-Ooste, waar spanning weer oplaai nadat Israel lugaanvalle vroeg vanoggend in Iran uitgevoer het op militêre basisse en missielvervaardigingsaanlegte in verskeie streke. Israel sê dis in reaksie op Iran se missielaanval op 1 Oktober. Die Israelse verdedigingsmag se woordvoerder Daniel Hakkari het op Sky News gesê die land staan gereed vir moontlike wraakaanvalle.
Israel and the IDF is at a state of the highest possible alert.
Iran het bevestig dat militêre persele ook in die hoofstad Tehran aangeval is. Alle vlugte in Iran is gekanselleer tot verdere kennisgewing. Meer hieroor op ons nuusblog. En in Londen het 'n skelm daarin kon slaag om meer as 22 ton se cheddar kaas by 'n fabriek te steel.
What?
Die verdagte het homself voorgedoen as 'n goedgekeerde groothandelaar vir 'n reuse Franse winkelgroep. Hy het die bestellings ingesit vir die luukse kaas ter waarde van sowat 7 miljoen rand. Maar toe dit betaal moes word, was dit als vervalste bankrekeninge. Die maatskappy in Londen sê dit mag wel klink asof hulle baie naïef is. Maar die feit is dat die kaaswêreld een is wat steun op vertroue en loyaliteit. En sweets het nog nooit gebeur nie. Ek's Gerda de Souza, your top story this hour. South Africa's judiciary in the spotlight. Exactly 10 years after the murder of Senzo Mayiwa.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Justice delayed is justice denied.
But in the meantime, there's evidence, the case continues, testing evidence, you're listening to eyewitnesses.
Mm-hmm. Some very powerful people involved there. Very powerful. Don't care. We're all equal before the law. Now, prove it. Prove it. Hey, overseas, I've got to tell you, some other crazy stories have happened over here. Those astronauts that came back from the International Space Station.
Did you see?
The monarchy sick, straight off to hospital.
Right.
Yeah, one of the Americans landed back from the ISS, and they were doing the post-landing check, and they went, okay, well, I think just out of an abundance of caution, let's take you to hospital. Vrachies.
Oh my word, I still saw when they lifted off from the ISS thinking, shame.
Shame.
After 6 unplanned months.
Yeah, well, the other one, we had Cuba losing their power the other day, and shame, and we can sympathise with them because although our grid hasn't fully collapsed, we've been there or there.